Farmer's daughter, 35, loving, wild, blonde, slim, seeks hard-working masculine farm boy to harvest my crops and maybe more. That's just one of the many ads that appear in the personal classified section of a recent issue of the Farmer's Journal. You know, online advertising has meant that many newspapers have reduced or ended their personal ad sections. But some people in Ireland are still looking for and finding love in the small ads of newspapers like the Farmer's Journal and Ireland's Own. Brian O'Connell attempted to go behind the personals and meet the people who have tried, succeeded and perhaps failed. And as I say, he's in Cork. Brian, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. What drew you to the personal ads?
I know, and I'm only married about a year and a half. My wife is looking at me over the weekend. Well, we did a report a few weeks ago, Pat, on the stories behind the regular classifieds. And I found it curious that the personal classifieds, or as some people call them, the lonely heart sections, that they're still going strong in some newspapers. And, you know, there used to be a lot more, admittedly. And as you said, online dating is now the preferred option for many. But you can still take out an advertisement in several newspapers and hope to meet your ideal partner that way. So I was wondering really, Pat, who does this and do they actually ever find love? Now, it was tricky trying to track people down as couples don't exactly advertise the fact that they met through an advert. And of course, many of the personal ads, they're now handled by outside agencies and companies.
Before, you'd write to each other, get to know each other that way and then maybe organise a meeting. But that's all changed.
Yeah, in many cases, the service is automated so that if someone wants to respond, they call into a special phone number and they leave a message. And then the person who would have placed the ad, they can listen to the messages and decide who they want to reply to. So really, in many cases, Pat, there's very little contact between the newspaper and the persons taking out the ad. And as I said, a UK company handles a lot of the technical aspects. Yeah.
I wonder, do they moderate the thing? I mean, there could be all sorts of obscenities placed on the help or the contact lines. I presume they do listen to them.
Well, sometimes there can be messages. Yeah. A couple of people I talked to said there were a lot of messers and they had to filter through to get the ones that sounded genuine. And, you know, there are lots of codes. You meet somebody in a public place, you protect your security and so on.
Now, you did manage to get in touch with one couple. They met each other through the Farmer's Journal. Who are they, or can you tell us?
Well, they're a couple. They're still in their 30s or early 40s, and they don't want to be identified, partly, Pat, because one of them has kept how they met very quiet, even from his own family. So I can't say what part of the country they're in, except to say that it's rural. Now, we'll hear firstly from the lady, and she placed the ad in the Farmer's Journal, and it was her very first time doing something like this, and she explains why.
Well, I put an ad in the Irish Farmer's Journal. I didn't really want to do it, but my mother and father kind of pushed me into doing it.
Why did they push you into doing it?
Because I was 33 and not married, no sign of a man in sight. And anyway, I did it. Actually, I felt a little bit embarrassed going down this road to meet someone. And then we met. And
tell us where you met.
Oh, we met in a hotel car park.
Where all love stories begin.
Maybe, I don't know. And then we went for a walk, and then we went to play pitch and putt. He was driving the hotel and I was driving after him. So he pulled into a car park space and I went into the one beside him.
And did you just roll down the window and talk to each other?
No, he just went peekaboo and that was it. We just laughed.
And you have your daughter on your lap here, so obviously there's a happy ending to this story. You got married. How long after did you get married?
2 years.
All your friends and your family would know how you met, would they?
Most of them.
And what about him then?
Nobody knows. But what about private and shy.
Because it was the first ad you ever put in. It's the first time he ever responded to an ad. And here you are, a couple of years later, you've two lovely kids, a lovely house here, and you're happy out?
Happy out, yeah. What I often say to friends is, you know, there's no harm in putting an ad anywhere. Once you know you've got interest, you are on cloud nine.
That's great.
Yeah, and as she said, Pat, even if you don't find the love of your life, the fact that you get all this interest can give people for whom, say, dating is socially difficult, a bit of a confidence boost. So anyway, she put in the ad and she got about 90 messages on the phone number. Now, some are just messers, but eventually she whittled it down to about 5 people whom she liked the sound of. And this was the first time she'd ever done anything like this. And somewhere, not a million miles from her, Pat, a young farmer was putting up his feet by the fire after work and his eye was drawn to her ad.
I was sitting down at the fire one night, just happened to be looking at the Farmer's Journal, and I was just strolling down through a few ads, probably picked out this one anyway in particular. picked up the courage to pick up the phone and ring the box number to leave a message, and just left my name and number and asked if you're interested in calling back, so give me a shout sometime, thinking no more of it, saying kind of a bit of a dull message to leave, I suppose. And after a few days, the guard picked up and rang me, and we kept in touch then for a while and fell in love nearly over the phone, I suppose.
Yeah. And when you say you were looking through the page, I hope you weren't looking to buy livestock or something and you stumbled across.
No, but sure, maybe with somebody from a livestock background was an advantage. Normally what I tell people, I was in the town or in the night, nobody really knows the secret, like, and I'd like to keep it that way, but it's not the end of the world, I suppose. If I got out, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? In a rural area, there's only a certain amount of girls around the place. At that time, I suppose, a lot of people in my own age group were getting married. You're out there and you're trying, and for anybody that is single, if you don't, you mean, get off your butt and get out there and try. You're going to be left on the shelf anyhow, like, you know. I didn't think it was going to work out for me, like, that I'd meet somebody that way. Like, you know, I thought I'd meet somebody out.
Spilling half a pint of harp on top of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, you know.
Come here, would you ever give an old glance at the personal pages now, out of curiosity?
I have done, a couple of times, actually, yeah. Just brings back the memory, like, I suppose, of, you know what I mean? You just see there's loads of girls and guys out there and they're in the same boat, I suppose, and
just as long as you're not texting anyway, that's
yeah,
the main.
Yeah. No, I have no intentions now. Yeah, I'm happy where I am, and sure, you made my bed and I lie in it.
So, Brian, she started with 90, whittled it down to 5. Mm-hmm. Why did she pick him?
I think she just liked the sound of his voice, Pat, and they communicated by phone for a few weeks before they met, and they just got on very well. She used to say he'd ring her at 10 at night and their calls would go on till 1 or 2 in the morning. So she just got a good feel for him, and I think he made an important point that working as a farmer 6 days a week, you know, he didn't always feel like driving 20 or 30 miles to the nearest bar or nightclub on a Saturday night, so it was becoming hard to meet somebody, and both of them were in their 30s. A lot of their friends were getting married, so for them it just worked out. You know, he was telling me the funny thing at his wedding. His own family wouldn't know how they met, and for the best man speech, his brother kept saying, well, none of us really know how they met.
Well, not everyone has a positive experience with the personal pages. The next fellow you met had tried as a way of meeting people for several years. Mm. He'd used the personal pages, and he says he has a largely negative experience.
Yeah, Peter lives in Cork and he's in his 40s now, and he lived in the UK for a while, so he tried his luck in the personal ads both in the UK and also when he moved back to Ireland. I think for him, Pat, it was just at that point where the personals had migrated online, and his experience of the classifieds in newspapers wasn't a very positive one. So here's Peter and his tales of the lonely hearts.
Well, I tried personal ads for on and off for a period of 7 years, and I'm happy to say that everyone I met was interesting. There wasn't one normal person, I'm sorry to say. Some of them were quite sad stories. Like, I remember one woman I met for lunch, and she just cried into her soup and kept talking about her dead husband. I remember one of the first women I met through small ads. When I arrived to meet her, she was wearing a head-to-toe stonewashed denim, and then we went for coffee.
And this isn't the 1980s when stonewashed denim would have been in. This is probably a good few years after.
This is probably 4 years ago in Dublin. So it was a bit of a fashion faux pas before we went any further. But it got worse because we went and we sat down and she said, you probably noticed I'm wearing denim. And I went, yep. She said, I only ever wear denim. In fact, everything I'm wearing is denim. All my underwear is denim. And, you know, the coffee hadn't even arrived.
Dare I ask how the date ended up?
About 2 minutes later, actually. It's true. And I got to go. Bye. I remember another woman I met and we'd been exchanging photographs. And I met her in a town in West Cork and we're walking towards each other. My hand is out to say hello. She runs over, literally sticks her tongue in my mouth and says, now you've met me, you can stop searching. That's before I've said hi. My name is Peter. A woman rang me and we were having a very nice conversation and she was very, very friendly and it was all going very, very well and we agreed to go on a date. And the last thing she said was, well, that's really, really great. I'll see you Friday night and do you mind if I bring my husband? And that's when I stopped and then I took up internet dating and I found it fantastic and that is how I met my wife.
My goodness, he should write a book.
He's got some great stories.
He's had some great stories. And, I mean, at the end of the night, he might have been disappointed in love, but my goodness, what tales he had to tell. I'll certainly never look at someone in stone-washed denim ever the same way again. Anyway, that one had a happy ending.
Yeah. And he moved online and he had success. Happily married now, Pat. Yes.
Now, one newspaper that's bucking the trend with the personals is Ireland's Own. You went to Wexford to meet with the editor. That's Phil Murphy.
Yeah, and Pat, Ireland's Own have been carrying personal ads, or pen friends, that's what they call them, and for about 110 years. So I think they're probably the longest running in the country. There's actually a waiting list to get your ad placed in Ireland's Own in the personal section, as they only have so much space each week. They're very unique in that they look after the personals themselves and they forward the letters on to you if you take out an ad, so they don't have any agency. I met Alison there in the front office and she was showing me literally bundles of letters that come in from people of all over Ireland, of all ages, you know, some quite sad letters that come in, and they use a whole series of abbreviations, Pat. For example, RC means Roman Catholic, ND, non-drinker. And anyway, I asked the editor, Phil Murphy, to talk me through some of the ads in the current issue.
Well, the very first one is attractive female would like to meet someone who needs a soulmate for long-term relationship, who is kind and considerate, willing to have long-distance relationship. No time wasters, heartbreakers, promise breakers need apply. 45, 55 years, likes reading, watching DVD, romantic nights in cinema, eating out, dancing and romantic walks.
That now strikes me as somebody who has met a couple of messers in her time.
Yeah, she sounds to be quite, seems to be quite wary, all right. She knows what she wants too, though. Come into my life, bubbly, attractive, late 50s lady, Munster area. Non-smoker, social drinker. Loves dancing, cooking, nights out, cosy nights in, weekends away, holidays. Enjoys most things in life. Loves to crack. Would like to meet a kind, honest, loving, romantic gent to fill my heart with love, who enjoys the same as me. But we have one here, Limerick widower. Early 70s, semi-retired. VGSOH, that's very good sense of humour. Non-smoker, non-drinker, own home and car. Would like to meet widow or single woman, 60s, mid-70s, for relationship.
There's one I see here, last try. What's that one there? It's the third one down.
Last try is a lonely lady. Would like to hear from a gentleman from 60 onwards. Phone number, please. All letters answered. Hobbies are dancing, walking, all kinds of music, weekends away. Very lonely, so get writing soon.
That's quite a sad ad. And the pages, they probably cater for a section of society who may not be online, or else who prefer, who may be computer literate and so on. We just prefer to communicate in the old-fashioned, the slower way.
Yeah.
And Ireland's Own, they've been doing it for over a century. Have the personals actually changed, though?
Well, they have. I mean, actually, we heard in that clip, Pat, a widower looking to meet a lady, and that's something, obviously, that wouldn't have appeared a half a century ago. So I was curious about that, and we got out the archive issues, an issue from 1963, and in the final clip now, we went through some of the pen friend ads in that issue, which is exactly half a century ago. So we'll hear how...
Vortex is 40, of serious old-fashioned disposition, and would like to correspond with lady of very strict religious background and strong sense of discipline. Things meant a lot different. We were taken a lot differently 50 years ago than they are now. Jealous hearts. Two gay youngsters, 17 and 18. I think gay meant happy. Would like to hear from RC lads, 17 to 22. Both girls like modern dancing. Send snaps, please.
Isn't that amazing? If you saw that today, it's a totally different connotation.
Exactly. I think that actually sums it up pretty well, the difference, doesn't it? And they are actually mainly looking for people to write rather than forming a relationship. Love Me Tender is 26, working in Glasgow, and wishes to hear from nice RC girls, 20 to 25, anywhere in Scotland. Would like to correspond with attractive lassies of any age up to 60. He is 57. RC.
He's not very picky, is he?
Bing is 40, bachelor with good capital, tall and of good appearance, and wishes to hear from a nice lass having own farm or business.
A bachelor with good capital. Geez, they're rare enough today, I can tell.
Romeo, now he's been quite forward, is 19 and wishes to correspond with attractive students, preferably medical, in Ireland and Australia.
Quick nurse, grab the screens, huh?
They're quite precise, Brian, aren't they, what they want?
They know exactly what they want.
Quite picky.
And pretty much 95% of them had specified RC for Roman Catholic, which was very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and that has changed. Mm. How much to place an ad in Ireland's Own?
You're asking, Pat, are you? It's
well spoken for. Go on.
€7 for 30 words. So depending on how it works out, Pat, you know, that could be a very cheap €7 to find the love of your life, or it could be very expensive if things go haywire.
Mm. Have you got any ads from the current editions?
Well, if I have time, let me read out two or three from the most recent Ireland's Own. And one here, a lot of them will specify their finances now because of the recession. So this one says, no recession. A man with no ties, financially secure, would love to meet a lady 45 to 60 for intimate loving relationships, nights away, holidays and have good times. I will treat you like a lady, he says. Young at heart, lady, kind and sincere, outgoing and 60s, would love to meet a gentleman with similar interests from the Midlands. Religion doesn't matter, from a farming background does.
Okay, maybe one more.
Single bog man, would love to meet females for relationship and friendship, age 20 to 60. Jesus, he's casting that wide, isn't he?
Huh? 20 to 60. Fair play to you. Anyway, Brian, it's very interesting. It's alive and well. The Farmers' Journal, yep, and Ireland's Own, and I'm sure other newspapers around the country, but most has gravitated online. But there seems to be a certain charm about doing it the old-fashioned way.
I think so.
All right. Thanks a million, Brian. One final comment here from Brandon. I normally write in to comment on some of the serious political economic issues. Your piece on the dating stories has me roaring laughing in the office. So well done. And thank you for that, Brandon. We'll take a break.